Yeah, you'll be interviewed. What's on your mind right now? What thoughts you got?
Breakfast Club and Purdue is the shit.
Okay. What's your most memorable nightmare?
A shark swimming through the house, and I was too scared to get on my bed.
Hey, it's all touche.
No, what's yours? Not just hers.
Touche.
You have
memorable nightmare. My nightmare that I have at night.
No, in the morning. Your daymare.
Oh, my daymare. I heard that if you're pregnant in your dreams, that one of your friends died, and if one of your friends die in your dreams, that means you're pregnant. And I actually had a friend that was dead in my dreams.
And pregnant?
And I woke up thinking that I was pregnant, but I'm not. I'm not pregnant.
Okay. You're a vampire. Who's your first victim?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffy.
Buffy, that's who you'd bite?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay, how would you Frankenstein something?
What the fuck does that mean?
You know, take parts them together.
Oh, I would take parts and put them together and I would Frankenstein.
What would you make?
I would make a flying zebra.
All right, how would you terrorize someone?
How would I fucking terrorize someone? Well, her answer that. She's good at that shit.
How would you terrorize someone?
How would you terrorize?
She's good at that?
We would Facebook stalk them.
How would you
We terrorize? Love Zach.
How would you terrorize?
Awesome. We love Zach so much.
Uh-oh.
Tell us another question.
That's a really random
question.
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
Hey, listen, we would Facebook. Listen!
I'm listening!
We would Facebook stalk them, find out where they live.
And when we go there and terrorize the shit out of them.
Go there and terrorize the shit out of them and their fucking family.
Oh my God, what the fuck is that? It's a bug.
Okay. I got a question for you guys. Please make the sound of your favorite monster. That is one. Number two.
My favorite monster is the Mickey sound because he's from Halloween. He's silent. He's a silent killer.
Okay. Let's ask another. What questions should we ask Zach?
All right. Yes. Yes.
Okay. But where's this gonna go?
On the internet.
Oh shit.
What's up with them?
Jimmy?
Jeremy.
Jeremy, Lauren.
I know
nice
we have crushes, but I'm not Jimmy.
Okay.
Okay,
I know we have crushes, but I'm not Jimmy.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
other
questions?
What gender is your outfit?
Obviously a sexy fucking Mile High Club that just had sex.
No, Matrix.
Sex.
Okay, final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Sexy motherfucking Purdue is a shit.
Awesome. Thank you.
Is that your friend Jeremy?
Yes. We know each other through
Jeremy, eyes. I wanted to see your magic trick, but we're going back into to where else?
Okay, well, have fun.
Zach.
Yeah.
I have your website. You better publish this. What will the name be?
What?
What will the name be?
Oh, what's up with that? The show?
What's up with that? Number one.
No, it'll be like number probably like 18.
Halloween night. Why don't we name it Halloween night?
Okay, I can put Halloween special.
Zach. This is the Halloween special.
Excellent. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye.
Okay, what's your most memorable nightmare?
Okay, I had one where for some reason I was balanced in the window of my room, which is on the second floor, and I just lost my balance and fell out and fell all the way down to the concrete, but I woke up like a split second before I hit.
Wow. All right. What's the scariest nation state?
Wow. I'm going to have to go with Red China, the Chi-Coms.
Okay. You're a vampire. Who's the first person that's your victim?
Kim Jong-il.
All right. You just went trick-or-treating. They didn't give you any candy.
What's
the, you just went trick-or-treating. Okay. They didn't give you any candy. What's the retribution?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to say paintball.
Oh, you paintball them?
Paintball them.
Okay. What color?
Red.
Okay.
Because it's illegal.
To red paintball someone?
I think so.
Wait. Right. How would you Frankenstein something?
Alright, you'll be up next.
Okay. I would probably Frankenstein something by bumping into it repeatedly.
Okay. Last one. Make the sound of your favorite monster.
Come
on. Awesome. Final thoughts?
This is a good interview.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, now you got it again, so check it out. If you're not up there now, I'm so backlogged.
Okay.
So, I mean, which is good, because I think once football season's over. Okay. Are you ready? You're ready. You can throw on this, too.
Sure. Where
okay.
You
gonna beatbox. He's going to beatbox.
Oh, you're going to beatbox?
I can't beatbox, but I...
No, you can. Anyone can beatbox. It's just noise.
From, buddy?
Media Collective?
Media Collective? What is that?
.org? It's just an...
Wait, what is this microphone?
Fada?
It's an independent media site. Don't fall down. You okay? I know. Take a seat. Wait, what? Zach?
Zach, I'm DJ.
DJ, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
But you can't beatbox.
I can't
beatbox. That's so...
My lips are too dry to beatbox. I'm sorry. I just can't
beatbox, period.
I can't. That's right.
Okay. Three beatboxes. What are you going to ask us?
Okay. What's your most memorable nightmare?
Nightmare? Huh. Going into the Haunted Mansion the first time when we were in middle school.
That was real life, not a nightmare.
Well, it could have been a nightmare. Nightmares could be real life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't as scary as I thought it would be.
I'm kind of bad at this on-the-spot
No,
shit.
You're in here, too. You're in here, too.
What me?
Just lie, then.
All right.
Just lie. Just make up something.
All right. My first memorable nightmare was, I guess, moving from Hawaii to this dump, if we call you DJ, that we call Indiana.
Oh, but that would be a nightmare.
He's saying a dump called Indiana.
Yeah.
Where was that?
I moved from Hawaii to here.
Welcome.
I see your point.
Yeah, and it's cold. Get over it. What's your problem?
I love the cold. I love football. I love the cold. What?
He calls it a dump. This is not a dump. This is Purdue football at its best.
And
look at the ground.
I love the girls. I love Purdue. It's been a great 4 years ever.
Breakfast club.
Always.
So you probably have seen me. I stand over there at every breakfast club and interview people.
I have not
people.
Seen
Honestly,
you.
Yeah. I have not seen you.
I'll be at the next one.
What's up with that?
Okay, well, let's say that ESPN Big Ten Network did a whole special on Breakfast Club.
No, did they?
Yes, they did.
Wow.
They did a whole special on Bruce Barker, the piano man.
I know Bruce.
I do too. He's best friends with my cousin. High five.
Nice.
I know him through a friend of mine, but he's
next
he's
question.
A great guy to know.
Okay. You're a vampire. Who's your first victim?
Her, Lindsay. I love to suck her neck.
She's sexy. Look at her. Look
These
at
two
her.
Hotties right
you can't.
Here. These are my first two victims right here.
Yeah.
She's got a nice body, big boobs, and a nice body. My first victim for a vampire. Look at her. You can't tell me.
No, she'd be on the list.
She would be on the list.
Okay, you just went trick-or-treating. You didn't get any candy. What do you do as retribution to the house?
I fucking go back to the houses and demand cotton candy.
Cotton candy?
Yeah. Not Hershey's, not Snickers.
No, cotton candy!
USA!
USA!
No! USA!
Random moment.
He's a Ghostbuster. That doesn't count. No, if I was a trick-or-treat and I went to the house and there was no candy, I would ask them what the fuck there was their problem. Okay, I can't say fuck.
No, it's internet. We can say whatever we want. Fuck, shit.
Okay, what the fuck is your problem? Why are you not giving us candy? I'm not poisoning that shit. I have an nephew that's 1.5. He went trick-or-treating. He's not.
I feel you.
He's not getting poisonous candy.
Ramblin' on.
What about you?
What would I do?
What would you do? Retribution.
I'd like mug him or something.
You'd mug him.
I'd fucking steal something.
Get candy.
I go old school, you know, eggs and TP.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eggs
and TP.
I agree. Old school.
All right. How would you Frankenstein something?
TP and candy.
You want me to do that nose again?
But actually, that's the next one coming up. Make the sound of your favorite monster.
That's a mer.
Holy shit.
What's going on? We got
stuttered.
Hey, look at that.
What's up, man?
American Idol number 15.
Come here.
Power Ranger.
Wait, Ruben. Are you an IRL racer? Are you a NASCAR?
She's a fucking Power Ranger, dude.
He's a Power Ranger.
Fucking pussy ass Power Ranger.
Okay.
Not even a real helmet on, man.
Yeah, the helmet. That's what throws people off.
Hey, do you drink Mountain Dew? Because you're extreme.
That's a giant penis.
It is. Hey, where's his lotion?
Giant penis.
Hey, he drinks Mountain Dew because he's
giant
extreme.
Penis.
What is it? Can you click what's up
with that? All right, let's go back to
awesome. Adam. Thank you.
You're extreme.
We're going back inside. Nice chatting with you.
Oh, okay, you're going inside. Excellent. Yeah. You don't have anything on
that. What website?
The Media Collective.
Media Collective.
We love Purdue!
Yeah, there you go. Woo! Excellent.
Purdue rules! Better than Hawaii.
Somehow
it's still better than
last
Hawaii.
One,
last question.
Oh, wait. Okay, we have to one more question.
How would you terrorize someone?
Put a mask on and throw eggs at them.
It's kind of harsh.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
I think I just like wrap them on toilet paper and like roll them down a hill.
Grab their boobs.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a good night. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Nice.
Thanks.
Take care, man.
You the same. Thank you. Your most memorable nightmare?
Oh, it's fucking this chick and she had like all these weird bumps on her ass. It was just like this is like a day ago.
Okay, you just went trick-or-treating and you didn't get any candy. What's your retribution?
I don't like candy, so I'd be good.
Oh, okay. Make the sound of your favorite monster. Okay, are you scared of the cold?
Nah.
Final thoughts?
Maybe I'm scared of the heat.
All right, excellent. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Have a good night. Or just freeze farm? What's your most memorable nightmare?
I guarantee this is not the real radio, I promise.
No, it's internet radio.
Internet radio. Most memorable nightmare is the time my mom came in on me, and she had a butcher knife in her hand. In her fucking hand, dude. In her hand. She came up to me and was like, "Hey, yo, Nate, I heard you've been smoking crack." I go, "Mom, I promise you, I've never smoked crack in my life. I really never smoked crack." She goes, "I saw your crack pipe in your drawer." I was like, "Mom, dude, I do not smoke crack. I really do not smoke crack." And she's like, "I found a crack pipe in your drawer." I go, "Mom, you're dreaming way harder than I am. Okay, I ate some mushroom pizza tonight, but you must have eaten some different mushrooms than me because I never smoked crack in my life." And she found the crack pipe in my drawer. And then the next morning I woke up, I go, "Mom, why are you telling me you found a crack pipe in my drawer?" She goes, "What are you talking about?" I go, "You barged in my room last night, 1 a.m. in the morning, when I had to work at 7:30 a.m. Come on, that's not cool. I'm trying to get my sleep here. You smoke crack." I go, "Mom, you told me that you accused me of smoking crack. I don't ever smoke crack. Never. I don't like crack. It's fucking bullshit, dude."
It is.
It's not even good. Ask me.
All right. Yeah, we got more. Yeah, but you went trick or treating. You didn't get any candy. What's the retribution?
Bomb Iraq, man. What else? What else would you do? Hey, when shit hits the fan, just bomb Baghdad. Obviously, they fucked up. You know. Let's get involved with other people's shit real quick. Let me get involved with somebody else's shit. I'll bomb Baghdad. I don't have anything to do with, you know? We don't fight. Wait, why the fuck would you do that, right?
Yeah. All right.
Give me more.
Make the sound of your favorite monster.
Limes! He can do it. He can everything, dude. Yeah,
okay.
Give me more.
Frankenstein something. How would you Frankenstein something? I was saying, nice barcode.
Way better, dude. Nice to meet you.
All right,
another one.
What? It's not fake.
No, it's not fake. He works for a station.
Internet radio show?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a really good show.
All right, well, I just asked him, make the sound of your favorite monster.
The sound of my favorite monster.
Do it, baby. Do it.
Okay. Frank, how would you Frankenstein
something? I do the monster mash.
How do you Frankenstein something? You put bolts in his neck. No, whatever it is.
Frankenstein, you gotta put those metal nails right inside of the head.
That's bolts.
Then you gotta dye him green. Then you gotta cut all of his hair except for this little thing right on here. And he's gotta be about 6'4".
You put bolts in the neck, you make him stiff arm, that's all you need.
Okay, you're a vampire. Who's your first victim?
Oh, this guy.
All of my friends from high school, because they sucked.
Okay.
My first victim is Britney Spears. She needs to die because she brings hell to society. If there's hell, that's her on Earth. I hate her. I want to kill her.
All right. What would you carve into a pumpkin?
I would totally carve every Republican candidate into a pumpkin, you know? Because the right wing sucks.
Have you ever done Dark Side of the Rainbow?
I don't know what you mean.
I've done it.
Okay, Dark Side of the Rainbow. You get high. You watch Wizard of Oz.
Oh, and Pink
Floyd.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's Dark Side of the Rainbow.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's the official name.
You got it. That's the official name.
John McCain. I'll carve you in a pumpkin. John McCain. You're a pumpkin to me.
Shout out from Seattle.
John McCain.
That's the place of the reefers.
Seattle. The city that always rains.
Dark Side of the Rainbow.
Two.
Draw the witch melting in a pumpkin. That's what you got to do.
Okay.
The witch melting
in a pumpkin.
That's the classic
moment.
This
is the coolest hat I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks. Yours is good too.
I want to play AB.
Okay, what's the scariest nation state?
Scariest nation state? Nation
country.
State. The scariest one.
Scariest one.
Russia will fuck you up.
Yeah, Russia?
Russia, because listen. No.
It's just, they're always in war, man.
But they're not. It's scary to whom?
Shiites.
The U.S.
It's however you want to perceive the question.
All right. I'm thinking about scary to the citizens of because
North Korea,
scary to the U.S. Nobody has shit on the U.S. Okay.
I know. No.
The U.S.
They got all this.
The U.S. can take care of anybody they want to take care of, but the citizens of Russia is the scariest state because A, you have to battle the winter, and B, you have to battle the government, and there's the massive expanse of land. So if you want to get out of Russia, you're going to have a fucking hard time.
Very true. Did I ask you what's your most memorable nightmare?
Most memorable nightmare. This happened when I was in elementary school. It was a recurring nightmare, which is why it was so memorable. I was lost. And I had to find my way. It took me about half an hour. And, you know, when you're in third grade, half an hour is a fucking long time, right?
It is.
So half an hour, I'm lost. And then I get to this movie theater. And there's a long hallway of movie theater doors. And I'm like, oh, shit, which door is right? I keep trying all the doors until eventually I find the one where my mom is at. And, you know, I emerge victorious from this, you know, this state of being lost. And I'm just soaking wet. And I'm just like, oh, shit, I was just lost. And I don't know, there was all kinds of weird stuff that you don't even want to hear on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
No.
If you have anything you want to share.
Okay, like, Bullwinkle was there, and, like, I had my, when I was in third grade, I had a collection of belts. So I was carrying around my collection of belts this entire time when I was lost. And that was my most memorable, by far most memorable nightmare, because it was a recurring nightmare every single night for a solid month and a half.
Huh.
So I will never forget that one.
Man, that's a really fucked up nightmare.
I know, I'm a fucked up kid, right?
No, that's... It's good, there's been a lot of good stuff.
Daniel.
Daniel what?
It's the barcode of Agent 47 from the Hitman games.
Alright, never mind.
What'd you think?
Oh, this is the pool player that you don't want to play for money. It's got Bacardi. Barcode in the back of his head.
Oh,
I'm just trying to find out.
That's oh, okay. Thing. No.
It's I'm just... working my way up, though.
There you go.
Fourth of the nation, internet man.
What?
Something about it.
Her pool? Oh, you're like looking for your next hit?
No.
Oh.
But the dude that's got the party tattooed on the back of his neck plays with money. He's from Lafayette.
Oh.
I gotta find West Lafayette.
Yes.
I gotta find him. Let's take him on.
He's
there you go.
Serious. It's a real tattoo of Bacardi.
Like the UPC for Bacardi?
On the back of his neck.
Bacardi is living compatible for UPC.
His name is Tony Miller.
What is that called? What's your show called?
What's up with that?
What's up with that? Amazing. You've been listening to What's Up With That, the show not hosted by Ryan Hill.
You're going to make him famous by...